living conditions. Imagine not being in a home that has plumbing or kitchen facilities, or being overcrowded, not even having a room to yourself or a place to have any space, or that has mold that your family can't get rid of, or there are mice or rats, cockroaches, or problems with even disposing of sewage because people can't pay the basic bills to keep their homes in place. Well, that's the next topic that they looked at, a category to decide whether a city was considered the dirtiest. We know that poor living conditions impacts mental wellness, it raises stress levels. In children, it can hinder brain development, memory issues, learning disabilities, and difficulties, and behavioral problems. So to identify which were the dirtiest cities for the next part of it is under living conditions. The indicators they used was population density, overcrowded homes, homes with no kitchen or plumbing, homes with issues like we talked about, mold, mice, rats, cockroaches, or sewage disposal. And lastly, the number of unsheltered homeless people. As we were doing the research, California has the highest homeless percentage. It increased the most in the U.S. and had the most unsheltered. So let's pray for the living conditions, especially in our county, among the cities that are facing the most problems. The population density in San Bernardino County is only 106 people per square mile as of 2018. Now, the good news here is we live in the largest county in the United States. Yes, not just California, in the United States. So chances are, depending on what city you live in, that overall there is a lot of space between us. But of course, now they're building more and more homes, so the chance of you being in a place potentially that is closer to others is possible. The overcrowded homes, San Bernardino County was the worst for residential overcrowding in California. It ranks number 9 among 58 counties. Basically, 1 out of every 10 units is overcrowded. The share of homes with no kitchen or plumbing facilities, we couldn't find the data, but you know that it's problematic long term to not have a kitchen. You would be forced to have to buy food or get it elsewhere. And then not having plumbing definitely could pose a health risk, especially long term. The homes with mold, signs of mice or rats, cockroaches, or sewage disposal, again, we could not find the data, but any one of these issues would pose a very high risk to those in residence. Now, the unsheltered homeless rate, California had the highest at 67% unsheltered of their total number that are homeless. In San Bernardino County, as of 2020, there were 2,389 homeless people that were adults and children, and this was by people going out there and physically counting those they could find. The sheltered, good news, increased by 28% to 944, leaving 1,445 that did not have a home. The cities accounting for 76% of the homeless in San Bernardino County are Barstow, Colton, Fontana, Ontario, Redlands, San Bernardino, and Victorville. So we're going to pray. Father, let's pray. We're just going to lift up all of these living conditions. We ask God that these conditions will improve. We know that the density is going to increase because of the number of housing. They say we're going to be one of the areas that are going to be hit with a lot more housing. So we pray, Father, for legislators, counties, realtors, construction, everybody that promotes and allows for building permits, that they would put, and we would vote, for less space, more space between buildings, that people would have more space. And if they were going to build apartments or townhouses or that kind of thing, any kind of home that's right next to each other, adjacent, even just single family dwelling homes. God, we pray that they would require a bunch of space for them to be able to walk and play and do other things, so there wouldn't be a sense of density. We also pray, God, that the overcrowding would change. We know that a lot of it is due to the economy and that more and more people are sharing a home with their families because they can't afford to rent on their own or buy one on their own. So we ask, God, that there will be more and more homes that are less expensive, more affordable, and that rent would come down so that people could actually purchase, you know, be able to live there and pay their bills without having to be crowded into these smaller spaces. We ask more and more homes will be abolished if they don't have plumbing and don't have kitchen, at least a shared plumbing if it's a place for the homeless. If it's the same thing for a kitchen, that it's a place where they can go and get food, and that it would be a temporary housing. We also thank you, Father, that we know that there are assisted living and that sort of thing because they can't because of the fear of what they might do to themselves. But we do pray, God, for those that are able to ambulatory, that they could have a place where there are kitchens and plumbing. We also ask, God, that the mold, the mice, the rats, the cockroaches, and sewage disposal, that there would be ways that people who are economically disadvantaged would be able to find help from the county, city, some local place, even nonprofit organizations would be able to help them out in cleaning them. Maybe people would be able to be able to share some of their abilities and skill sets so that they could help identify and teach them how to do that. And then, God, we lift up the homeless that don't have a place to live. We know that several were killed this year just due to the heavy rains because they were living in the area where they have the water go through. And so, Father, we just pray that there's like these river beds and they had their tents there and the water came and killed them because of the power of it. So, God, we ask, God, for the unsheltered to be able to find a place that's safer. We also pray, God, for ways that the church could get involved. We thank you that you say, oh, especially in these cities, we pray that the 1,445 that are unsheltered, we lift up the city of Barstow, Colton, Fontana, Ontario, Redlands, San Bernardino, and Victorville, and ask God that the number would decrease that are unsheltered specifically in those cities since they make up 3/4 of the population. In your word, you say, my people will live in peaceful dwelling places and secure homes and undisturbed places of rest. So we ask God for the homeless to come to know you and to find a place where they can find rest, and that people will be kind to the poor because they're lending to you, Lord, and that you will reward them for what they've done, that those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever's kind to the needy honors God. The poor will never cease to be in the land. Therefore, you command to freely open our hands to our brothers, to the needy, to the poor in our land, and to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. In Jesus' name.